Hello, dear listener, it's James here. I can't stop long. It's 10 past 11 on Monday, the 4th of October, and I really should be in bed because I've got to go to work tomorrow. It's been an interesting day for me. I've not been particularly well, so I've been busying myself with kind of just doing some tidying things, keeping the brain working, but not doing anything particularly important. In fact, what I found to do was, inspired by browsing through iTunes, I came across a series of podcasts that I had recorded with Trev Shipp, 2006 to 2008, which is between 2 and 4 years ago now. Wow, that is a long time. Only to discover that over the course of time, the web space that Trev had that hosted the audio and the pictures has now gone away. And so if you'd clicked on the site or even tried to download the podcast, there would have been nothing. Which is a real shame because I did spend quite a lot of time. We both did writing, recording, producing, and I edited all the podcasts together. So I made it sort of my intention this evening to try and get it all back up and running to look reasonably close to the way it was back then. And that's what I've been up to. Frustratingly, I consider myself to be a very tidy person and I tend to know where everything is. But could I find some of the mixed downs that I'd recorded or even any of the sessions? The last podcast we recorded, podcast 8A, I'm still not entirely sure why it's not a full podcast. All I could find was the rushes, the initial recordings. Where on earth the edits have gone and the background and the sound effects and the music, I have no idea. I have a funny feeling Beth told me that I had a hard drive failure at some point. And she reminded me that I was quite upset by it. Unfortunately, that's the way my memory works these days. And so I've managed to piece together almost all of them. I'm waiting for Trev to get back to me, hopefully, with podcast 8A. And now it's all there, hosted on my Virgin Media site, which is it gives exactly 200 megabytes of free space of space to be able to use. And I've used about 150 meg of it. But that sort of takes the pressure off me because people can download as much of it as they like. I mean, we were only averaging maybe 30 downloads a week, so it wasn't so major, really. But it's good to be back again, having that sort of particular era of my life returned. Because although maybe it wasn't the best comedy in the world, and maybe it wasn't the best podcast, certainly wasn't the best podcast in the world, the stuff people are recording nowadays is by far better. But just to show that sort of I was involved in the early times, it was great. It's been a weird day, as I said. Children back to school as usual. Christopher had his scouts. It was really strange because I was driving to get him and it felt like a really cold, crisp winter's evening. But when I looked at the temperature outside, it was 14 degrees. It has got this kind of misty dullness to it. It's dark around about 7 o'clock and definitely strange considering that we've had some really glorious weather in the last couple of weeks. A lot of rain as well. I also got my hair cut. So all, and I had an appointment with the doctors, so it's not been my favourite things to do today, but I've made it through and finally got this sort of thing put to bed, which is good. If you wanted to go to thenorthsouthdivide.com, that's thenorthsouthdivide.com, you'll see the little bits of tidying that I've done and listen to the comedy that Trev and I recorded. The stuff I recorded tended to be quite surreal and weird. Trev tended to do the satire and the mockery kind of things. You can hear the voices. Hopefully you can hear the voices of the writing. I was, when I went to see We Will Rock You, I couldn't help but hear some of the lines spoken, just as Ben Elton would say them as well. So you can hear the voices of the people who write things. Maybe not so with the, is it Neil Gaiman's written an episode of Doctor Who? I don't know how Neil Gaiman speaks. Who am I thinking of? Mark Gatiss wrote a Doctor Who episode. And you know how Mark Gatiss speaks with that sort of slight accent. But I couldn't hear his voice in any of the characters, which obviously means he did a really good job of recording it. Right, definitely going to go to bed now. I think that's pretty much summed up the day. It was a great weekend, didn't really do a huge amount. And I'm trying to get, I've got this expectation because I haven't heard about the job yet and I've got a number of things that we've ordered online that haven't turned up yet. I've just got this expectation. I just want to get on with stuff and at the moment I'm lulled. When I wake up tomorrow, who knows, things may be different. If they're not, well, I'll still be here and you'll still be here hopefully and we'll all have a good time nevertheless. Good night.